This is Unqualified Parenting.
If you're looking for tips on parenting,
relationships,
self-care,
or just need someone to relate to,
you've come to the right place.
We may be unqualified,
but our info is anything but.
It's a show full of parenting failures,
parenting wins,
and some amazing guests.
I'm Jen, a full-time bio mom and part-time stepmom.
And I'm Cody, a dad who recently remarried and has full custody of his daughter.
And we're here to bring you our unique perspectives from our two very different blended families.
Hi, Cody.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good too.
It's November 28th today when we're recording, and I am 90% done with Christmas shopping, and yes. I'm like 50% wrapped.
We are the same, except 90% wrapped.
Really? No, you're not. You're such a liar.
We got all the shopping done, and Mikkel wrapped them yesterday.
Seriously? Oh, man.
Yeah.
Good for you guys.
It also helps that we're not doing anything for my side of the family. We're just sending a Christmas card, so that took care of like half of it.
Good.
Yeah.
I just like to relax around Christmas time and not deal with crowds and
yeah, we've always like, oh, stressed. Shit, we got to go to the mall. Oh, shit, we got to go to Target. Yeah. Now we can be like, oh, would you like to go to the mall? Fuck no. And then we don't pick up.
Yep.
And then it's done.
Yep.
What's new? A lot of life. A lot of life in that month since we last recorded. A lot of life happened there. Some ups.
Yeah.
Some downs.
Yeah.
Some sideways.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Had a loss in the family. That I can't even talk about because then I'll cry and I don't want to cry on the podcast. Well,
we're just going to compartmentalize and we're just going to shove that deep down inside.
Right down in your belly.
So they can come out while I'm watching some Disney movie in a theater.
Exactly.
Because that's when it all comes out, right?
Yep.
You're like, for some reason, I'm crying because this dog has to move to a new apartment. But I am in tears over. Yeah, it's stupid.
Yep.
Well,
what about you? What's new with you?
Well, I guess some updates. We got an email from one of Aubrey's teachers last week, which is kind of a rare thing.
Yeah.
Teachers don't normally talk to parents.
It's either really good or bad.
And it was really good.
Oh, wow.
And the teacher was just like, hey, I just want to let you know your kid's awesome. I love their personality, their confidence. They're always so like nice to everybody and so willing to participate. And they're just a really good person.
Hmm, that's awesome.
Like not even academically related in any way.
Yeah,
that's crazy, that's awesome. Right? And then yesterday, Mikkel gets a text message from another one of Aubrey's teachers. Aubrey's been awarded student of the month at her school.
Wow.
So she had,
that's amazing.
She gets like a special breakfast on Wednesday at the school,
way cool.
Like with the principal and teachers and parents. And,
wow. That's way cool.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
From like where we were last year right now.
Yeah. Good job, guys. Everyone involved.
She's doing really good. It's her. It's not me. She's figuring it out. She's doing a good job.
Good.
Yeah. Well, shall we jump into it? Because this is a good one.
Yes, we had a listener write in on a topic of jealousy and quality time with her boyfriend. I'm going to just call her B, you know, for privacy. She found us by searching for how to deal with jealousy in a blended family. And that's how she found us. So she wrote to us and said that we could share her story, which was awesome. So thank you, B, for letting us share that. So her boyfriend, M, and her have lived together for 2 years. He has two daughters, 13 and 10. They get along super well. They don't fight except when the kids are around. So the girls live 5 hours away with the mom and her boyfriend, and they come to visit for every 2 months for 2 weeks. So during that time, she craves alone time with him. M thinks she's selfish for her wanting to be with him, just the two of them, when he hardly ever gets to see his kids. He doesn't want to take that time away from his kids when he has them for the 2 weeks, not even if it's like, let's go grab a bottle of water and have 5 minutes for ourselves. So she's asking, how can I get past this? She's just felt like the last priority every time they're there, but he thinks she should suck it up. So that's a really tough situation for all parties involved, because I'm sure everyone feels like they're in the right. And like, in a way, everyone is. Like, there's not really a right or wrong. It's just what's right for you and your situation and what you can handle and what you can't handle and what you're willing to compromise or not.
So here's the details. Okay. And this is coming from the guy that was this man. 100%. And that's why I'm so excited about this, because this was me. This was me when I got Aubrey. I was this exact same way. So here's what B writes. She writes, he wants to give the girls 100% of his attention. I completely understand wanting to give them majority of the attention while they're here. We do lots of family stuff together while they're here, and I love almost every second of it. I also am conscious to give them time, just the three of them. I make dinner for us almost every night, plan fun things, and give them attention. The problem comes when I crave time alone with him while they're here, which is really interesting. So this is where I'm like, man, this is totally me, because I was like this. Remember, we had that episode where I was like, guys, I was an asshole. Holy cow.
Mm-hmm.
It was this same situation. So M thinks it's selfish of B to want time with together, right? At all while they're here, since I get to see him more than they get to see their father. B disagrees. Love language is quality time, and no matter how hard, she writes, no matter how hard I try to smile through and stick it out for 2 weeks, I end up resentful and jealous. If I bring it up, I'm the selfish bad guy who's taking him from his kids. Then she provides an example. So here's the example. We took him to New York City, and we spent the entire day doing what they wanted to do. The 13-year-old stuck by me all day, and I really didn't get to enjoy much time with him. I'm not upset by this. I'm happy I was able to bond with the 13-year-old. The problem was when we got to the bus, only to realize it wasn't leaving for another hour. We put our stuff down and sat. I asked M to walk 10 feet away to buy a water. I wanted 2 minutes with my boyfriend. I wanted to hold his hand and have a second to breathe with him. The girls trampled on that, and long story short, I ended up staying on the bus with their stuff while they all went to get water. I'm human, and while I don't love how I reacted, I was visibly annoyed. The 13-year-old asked, Daddy, why is B upset? She sees you more than we do. Like, talk about knife in the heart. Of course, now I feel guilt and shame. He thinks it was selfish of me to want that time with him. So
what I find weird about that is for a 13-year-old to say, she sees you more than we do. Like, for her to even notice or think about it makes me wonder if the father has been projecting that onto them.
I would say that it's probably more of a situation where at a time or two, maybe they've had an argument why the kids have been there.
Yeah, and, like, they've had to have been picking up on it somehow.
Yeah, she's mentioned, you know, whatever. So B's question is this. How can we get past this? We've talked ad nauseum about the issue. I've always felt like I was the very last priority every time they're here. He thinks I should suck it up when they come and just sacrifice because 2 weeks isn't that long. I think he should meet me in the middle, and I've told him I can't continue to feel this way every single time they come. I know things only get harder, and so if we can't come together on this, I don't know how we can handle it on the bigger ones. They've been to blended counseling for a short time. They got some tools, but I don't think the counselor was for them, she said. And that's kind of it. We've got a lot of resentment building in B, and we've got a lot of short-sightedness by M, I would
and
say.
And probably resentment from him as well.
Right.
Yeah.
So
I'm sure it's on both sides.
So coming from the side of M, I was there, man. I was that guy. I remember when we got Aubrey, that was my full attention. The entire time, like the entire time we were with her, the entire time she was there, for like the first 2 weeks, I did nothing but spend time with Aubrey, which mm-hmm. means that Mikkel was instantly cut off from my attention, right? My focus, everything instantly cut off. Mm-hmm. Where for me, nothing got cut off, right? My attention just switched. I didn't get neglected. Right? I was the one giving the attention. So
you're getting all the attention from two people now.
So I was the one that actually had no say in the situation because I was the one that didn't have to feel the bad feelings.
Yeah.
If I give all my attention to Mikkel, Aubrey feels the bad feelings. If I give all my attention to Aubrey, Mikkel feels the bad feelings. I don't feel the feelings.
Mm-hmm.
So it's super easy for me to say, you're all being fucking crazy. Right? Because from my point of view, this isn't a painful situation. This is just the situation.
Life. Yeah, this is just life. Which is how it is.
When you look at it from that point of view, it makes sense.
Yeah.
Right? Because when you don't have to feel the pain, you don't care.
Yeah.
We don't like hurting animals because we know they can feel pain and we feel pain. Right?
Mm-hmm.
So our empathy. So if we don't know that the pain is being inflicted, we don't know. So that's number one is I understand where he's at mentally, emotionally. I get it. Okay. He wants to give those girls his attention.
Mm-hmm.
However, dun, dun, dun. He sees them every 2 months for 2 weeks. That's 12 weeks out of the year
mm-hmm.
that he's with them. That he ignores M, that M feels resentment. That's 3 months, y'all.
Yeah, that's
That's a quarter of the year you spend being ignored and feeling resentment.
Yeah, and walking on eggshells.
Holy shit. That is so much of your lives. You've got to figure this out. This can't go on any longer.
No.
And this is by no means a reason to break up. Or not continue your relationship, or not think of the future. These are just those walls that we work together to get over.
Yeah. So, unfortunately, we can't control M. So, if M is not willing to, like, let's say, give an earlier bedtime on some nights so that, okay, after bedtime, we have this time together. If M is not willing to do some things that we can suggest in a minute, my first piece of advice to her was to read the disengaging essay on blendedfamilyfrappe.com, which we've interviewed her on the podcast. She's amazing. Because you need to lovingly disengage from this situation because it's not healthy. Like if they're not willing to change, and then you need to get that love and that quality time from somewhere else. So that means go on girls' nights, go on a girls' trip to Disneyland, like go somewhere with the girls and fill your cup, even if that means staying overnight somewhere. Like, and if he's upset about that, like, you're doing the same thing he's doing, essentially. You're giving all your time and love and attention. You're just focusing it elsewhere. And you're getting it focused back if you're with other people that are giving that to you.
So here's what sucks. And I'm going to preface this by saying I totally agree. But here's what sucks about that advice that I totally agree with. So I'm not saying your advice sucks. I'm just saying that given the situation and given the fact that M isn't involved right now, it's just B and us. Mm-hmm. It's hard. We have to make a lot of assumptions.
Yeah.
Okay. The reason why that sucks, that advice sucks, is because
it doesn't fix anything.
It lets M get off the hook. And people like M and I, you let us off the hook. We continue to do that shit.
Yeah.
You can't let us off the hook, especially.
But we can't make you.
No. Oh, you can. Oh, yes, you can. Don't say that. Yes, you can. You know you can. Like, if you're going to be together, you have to realize that sometimes you have to be that tough partner. Sometimes you have to be that partner to say, look, this doesn't work. And if you want to be with me, we got to figure it out. And I want to be with you, so let's figure it out.
So you have to be willing to not be with them, A, if that's the case. And B, some guys will say, okay, goodbye. That's what my ex-husband did. I put my foot down about something, and he said, I'm not going to do that. And it was him talking to a girl at work that he eventually cheated on me with. And I said, I'm sick of you texting her morning and night when you see her at work. Like, it's this texting's got to stop. And he said, no. And that was the first thing I'd ever put my foot down about. And he just said, no. And then I was like, okay. And I continued to stay. And then he cheated on me. Like,
yeah. You have to be prepared.
Yeah.
To carry out. I don't want to say consequences. I just want to say carry out the negative domino effects. I mean, I'm just defining consequences. But you have to be willing to say, okay, then this doesn't work. But again, here's what sucks so much about this is B wants to be there. She loves these kids.
Yeah.
So she's kind of in a hostage situation currently.
Yeah, I don't think an ultimatum yet is the answer.
Oh, no, no.
I'm hoping that M will see, okay, maybe we can do bedtime. Because these kids, they need to see what is normal in a relationship. They need to see that, oh, we're not the center of the universe.
I've got a really good question. Really, really good question. Why the hell is this every 2 months for 2 weeks? What?
5 hours away.
Every 2 months for 2 weeks? That's a weird schedule. Are they not in school? How do they pull that off?
That's kind of what I wondered.
How do you pull that off with school? Because I can't see how in any way that functions unless they're still doing online school. Every 2 months for 2 weeks is a weird schedule.
It is weird.
Right? And so that schedule is causing the issue here. That schedule is too long removed from each visit. That's not what it's supposed to be. And honestly, 5 hours away is not that far if you're meeting in the middle, like you're supposed to. Court ordered visitation. If you met in the middle, it'd be 5 hours total. You could do that every other weekend.
I don't know. That's a long drive every other weekend, but maybe like 1 week a month, but still with school, I don't see how any of this is possible with school.
This schedule sucks. Like,
is moving a possibility?
I'm going to be honest. Like, if my daughter was 5 hours away, I'd see her every week.
Yeah.
I would see her every single week. It would just be built into my budget and my time. And I would see my daughter every week.
See, that's what's hard is we don't know if he works like 4-10s at a fire station, you know, like we don't know.
There's still a better schedule for these kids and for you guys. Like, number one, the kids. Like, this schedule sucks for kids. This is not something they can really plan on. This seems so hectic. It's so far removed that by the time it comes around, either the kids are dying to go or they forgot about it and it's this big change. That's a weird schedule. The schedule's causing the issue.
Yeah, it is causing issues.
Secondly, if we can't change the schedule, then we have to change the way that we approach the situation.
Yeah.
That is, you are expected to spend 3 months of the year not in a relationship with your boyfriend.
Yeah, or as fourth wheel.
Let's say you spread that time out over a year, those 3 months, you're basically having an affair. You're basically devoting so much of your time to something else that your relationship is a placeholder to bridge him between seeing his kids.
Yeah.
You've become this bridge to connect these good times together. And he's got to realize that you don't have to stay around. You're the one thing that can leave the situation.
Yeah. As I realized as I was saying, you need to get your cup filled somewhere else, like that basically sounded like go find another guy during that time.
But I mean, honestly, like what is her option?
So, yeah, they either need to have bedtimes or because this question comes up a lot on Reddit because I did some searching on Reddit to see is there a similar situation that I could find that somebody else complained about the same thing. And yeah, it's all over the place. One thing that people recommended a lot on these posts was quiet time, which is we all go to our bedrooms, which, hey, guess what? Me and my boyfriend, we share a bedroom. So we all go to our bedrooms, and it's great for kids to take a quiet time. If you are with them 2 weeks nonstop doing stuff, they're going to be overstimulated. I'm surprised they're not like super grumpy all the time. Like they need to learn to be alone with you. You know what I mean? Like it's not healthy to constantly be like Disneyland dad, well, go, go, go for 2 weeks straight.
You and I have kids around 13. Mm-hmm. And kids around 13 are very capable of taking care of themselves.
Yeah.
They don't need your attention.
She wants to go to her room at 8:30 at night.
They don't need your attention all the time. So I think what they need to institute for their own relationship is scheduled alone time.
Yeah.
You talk to any therapist, any couples therapist, that's the biggest thing is alone time.
Yeah. Like actual quiet time, alone time. Alone if time. You wanted to use bedtime for it, that's fine.
Your kids should be going to bed at a decent time, and that time should be literally scheduled around you having time together. You yeah. having that time to reset as adults.
And the kids are not allowed to come down and ask questions and interrupt and ask, what are you watching? So, no, like they will get in trouble if they come down here. This is our time.
Just for an example, I'm going to illustrate how involved in my daughter's life I've been from the ages of 10 to 13. It's been this. Hey, kid, how's your day?
Good.
Okay, you hungry?
Yeah.
All right, time for bed.
Okay.
They don't need you like that. They're already at your house. What they need to see is functional dad. They need to see dad in a relationship that works. Right now, what they're seeing is this woman is replaceable because the minute the kids get there, he doesn't need her anymore.
Yeah, and what if they and start now you're looking for a guy like
cooking
that?
For him, you're cleaning for him. Like at this point, when the kids show up, you start your second job as a maid. And then when the kids leave, then you go back to having one job. That sucks.
Yeah, if he wants to like spend all that time and do all this fun stuff, he can be planning it. He can be making the food. Like he better at least be doing 50% of the planning or the making of food. And if not, I would stop doing it. I would stop doing 50%, if not more.
I would say my recommendation is that you sit down and say our alone time is very important. We will have a date night once a week or whatever, right? Whether or not the kids are here, doesn't matter. It's going to happen. At
They're
night,
old enough to stay by themselves at 13 and 10.
Nights past 9 p.m., they're in their bedrooms. They're not out of their rooms. They don't have to go to bed right away, but they don't leave their room. That's for us to cuddle on the couch and watch a show or spend some time in the room. That's what that time's for.
Yeah.
In the morning, I want 30 minutes alone. To just, no kids, to just be us.
Mm-hmm.
And then throughout the day, I'm going to need those little moments. Those little moments I have learned the hard way are the most important bits. Those times when I walk past my wife and I just give her a little pat on the butt.
Yeah,
those
goes so far.
They connect the bigger time that you get to spend together. It says, hey, I'm thinking about you.
Yeah, you know, like even Steve touching my shoulder when he walks by.
You don't have to do that. That means I'm walking past you and I want you to know I'm thinking about you.
Yeah, exactly. I love you. It's like, but I'm busy.
So,
but it's still showing that they care.
I think you need to really illustrate to him that we're talking about 3 months out of the year. He expects you to be on the sidelines. Where if you had a kid, you would be expected to be mother 100% of the time. These are very unfair requirements. These don't work.
Yeah.
They don't work for anybody.
Yeah.
No. So I think Jen is right. And I think the advice sucks, but it sucks because this situation sucks.
Yeah.
You need to.
And you're not selfish, by the way, at all for wanting this time.
Not at all. So. I don't know. I can't remember which episode it was where I said I was an asshole. But basically, it came down to me realizing that we've had my daughter now for like 10 years. And instead of helping ease the transition of us getting married, I made it so hard for both of them and probably set them both back a couple of years in the relationship by being such an asshole that I didn't realize that I was not only hurting my wife, my partner, but I was setting my daughter up for failure, because if she expects 100% of my time, 100% of the time, what's that going to be in 5 years?
Yeah.
It's going to suck.
Well, and where does that leave time for you? Like, you need alone time. I need alone time, not with my spouse or anyone else. I just need some me time sometimes.
Exactly. So the good things, there's a lot of really good here. A lot of good things. One, M sounds like a great father. Like no other assumption aside, just the fact that this guy devotes 2 weeks to his daughters in full.
Mm-hmm.
These are good things.
Mm-hmm.
This is a good man that's just aimed wrong. He's just aimed in the wrong direction.
Yeah.
He needs to realize that the focus has to be on creating a family atmosphere instead of a part-time nanny atmosphere. So he's a good dad. His kids love him. These are all good things. This is a guy that can easily change, but you have to talk to him. You have to illustrate to him how much time it really is and how detrimental it's going to be down the road. Ask him to spend 3 months when the girls aren't there away from you. Tell him that you're going to spend other months away.
I'll tell you what, for 3 months, have his mother-in-law, I mean, I know your girlfriend and boyfriend, but have his mother-in-law move in for 3 months.
Yeah.
And let's see. Or bring your best friend over for 3 months.
It's so long.
And be on the sidelines, it is.
And to give you, like, I guess, further insight into how he's viewing the world, he's doing it the way I did. I'd wake up in the morning and I'd see my wife, give her a kiss, good morning, we get ready for the day. Unless she's already at work, right? I'd see my daughter, say hi, right? They go on their way, I go to work, right? We all come back. I've been at work all day. I want to hang out. Well, I'm hanging out, playing with my daughter. Mikhail's making dinner, right? In my mind, everything's okay and everyone's fine, right? I'm playing with my daughter. Mikhail comes out, dinner's ready. Great. We go eat. We sit down and eat. But I'm talking to Aubrey and playing with Aubrey and joking, right? Everything's mm-hmm. fine. I thank Mikhail for dinner. Hey, this was fantastic. Do you mind if Aubrey and I go play Legos while you clean up? Yeah, that's...
Right now, I want to murder you.
Yeah, that's fine. Awesome. Aubrey, let's go play Legos. Let's go finish building your set. Thanks, Mikhail. Means a lot, right? We're doing this thing, and then Mikhail gets done, and she peeks in on us. So she goes and showers, right? Awesome. Yeah. I'll jump in after you. She gets out. I jump in the shower, right? Mikhail and Aubrey's time together. That's what I'm thinking in my head. This mm-hmm. is for them. I get out of the shower. Now it's Aubrey's time to go in there, right? Then I'm getting ready for bed. Mikhail's getting ready for bed. We got to get Aubrey going. By the time day's done, Mikhail's in bed. I'm watching TV on the couch. Aubrey's in bed. I think I fucking killed it as a father and husband. Honestly.
Yeah,
my wife didn't complain, right? I asked her a favor. She helped me out. I spent time with the kid. I went to work. I was awesome.
Yeah.
Mikhail wants to hate me, kill me, murder me, throw me in front of a bus, right? My daughter sees that she's more important than Mikhail is, right?
Well, yeah, like, she gets everything handed to her on a silver platter.
And I'm none the wiser because no one's laying it out for me.
Yeah.
You got to lay it out. Let him know it's 3 months and that what's more important for his daughters is to see how a functional relationship is supposed to work. That's the whole point.
Yeah.
You are an example of what they should expect in their lives.
Yeah. My dad, he never helped. Like, he doesn't do household chores. He doesn't do any of that. So then when I got married and my husband at the time did like 20%, I was like, wow,
he's
amazing. He does, he vacuums once in a while.
I hit the lottery. This is amazing. He put away a napkin.
Yeah. And now that I'm with my current way more awesome husband who does 50% of everything, like what the fuck was I doing? You know, but that's what I saw.
Yeah.
And I thought, wow, I'm winning because he does way more than my dad ever did for my mom. Mm. But that's what I based it on. Yeah. Honestly, I would think about it that way. So if their new spouse or boyfriend is giving their puppy or their best friend 90% of their attention and you're only getting crumbs, yeah, and you think, well, this is acceptable. It's not.
You know what? Listening to you say that really struck a chord. And I think all you have to do is go to M and say, what advice would you give your daughter?
Ooh, that's a good one.
Walk out of the room. Give him some time to himself. What advice would you give your daughter in this situation?
Yeah.
And if he says anything other than, I was an asshole, I am so sorry, then you need to call him an asshole. I'm sorry. But
yeah,
what sucks here, the schedule sucks. That's got to change. 5 hours is not that far away. Trust me. Drive, meet in the middle, drive halfway, like plan it out. You'll get, like, if you saw him more frequently, you wouldn't be so concerned about giving them 100% of your time.
Yeah.
If that doesn't work, you have to realize that, like, when those kids are out of the house, it's just you two when you're married.
Yeah.
And if you haven't spent time building that relationship up, it won't be there when you need it.
Yeah.
It's like a muscle.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's my advice, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, if he won't do it, then you have to do the disengaging and the finding other things to fill your cup, yeah, or leave.
I would say either you guys figure it out, or you say, look, if you're okay with it, because who am I to judge what you're okay with, right? Like, I'm not here to, like, tell anyone, yeah, you should change anything. But I would just say, if he's not willing to change that, then I'd say, okay, if I have to take a vacation from you when your daughters are here, then I am taking a vacation from you when your daughters are here. I do not cook. I do not clean. I might be home at night. I might not be home at night.
Yeah.
I might go on a trip. I might not. I might have friends over. I might not.
Yeah.
When your girls are here, if we're roommates, then I have no responsibilities while they're here. You've got it.
Yeah. Yeah.
And if he can't accept that, then you've got a bigger issue.
Yeah.
Because if Mikkel had come to me and said, look, when Aubrey's here, it's 100% you. I'm out because you don't include me. And that'd be a huge wake up moment. That's where, yeah, I'd go, oh shit. Okay. All right. Something's, yeah, not right. But, yeah, you kind of have to let them know.
Yeah.
And it doesn't have to be confrontational. Doesn't have to be aggressive. Just say, look, we're talking about 3 months out of the year here.
Mm-hmm.
That's a long time.
Yeah.
Because if you two had to be apart for 3 months straight out of the year, you probably wouldn't be together. Relationships don't survive that.
No. No, not usually.
So, yeah. So, but that's my advice. Could be good.
But that is,
could be bad.
A serious, yeah, that's a serious situation. And we're sorry that you're in it, because that sucks. Because it sounds like otherwise the relationship is awesome.
Yeah, there's so much good here. This is,
yeah, there's lots of good.
It's just a small little wall in your path. And sometimes we can't get over those ourselves, and we have to use tools to help us get there. You got to reach out and use those tools. I know that, like, spending money on therapy is hard right now. Like, your insurance company can usually get you to someone. If you talk to a therapist and let them know that money's tight, they'll help you out. They also have all of those apps, right, where you can meet with and talk with a counselor for like $15.
Yeah.
Live on, like, there are so many options that you don't have to go broke going to therapy.
Yeah.
And therapy is a lot cheaper than going through a divorce. So just understand at this point, you guys aren't locked in, right? You're dating.
Well, they're not married either.
Right. So. That's what I'm saying. They're not locked in.
Oh,
they're,
yeah,
not married. There's no connection there. So if he's not willing to budge, you got to be willing to budge. Like Jen said, you got to be. I'll be willing to do it.
Yeah.
If not, you have to tell yourself, I'm in this situation because this is the love I'm accepting. And I can't, right? You can't do much, yeah, more after that.
Yeah.
right?
And everyone's different. Like, some people might say, oh, that's not a big deal. I love going on solo vacations with my girlfriends. Like, heck yeah, goodbye, I'm gone.
This could work out to be this, like, amazing thing where he's like, you know what? You're right. When my girls are here, you go do your thing.
Pop in for 2 days and then head out to Florida.
Right? Part-time family for 2 weeks. Like, do whatever you want. Like, really not a bad deal, right?
Everyone's different. Float your boat. Never know.
Yeah.
But update us. We would love to hear, like, an update
if it's positive.
Even if it's negative. Like, only
if it's positive. I don't want to hear it if it's negative, because then I'll feel bad. Yeah. Do you want to do worst, next, best, forever? How does it
forever go? And ever.
Worst nest.
Worst, best, what's next?
Worst, yes. We're not going to do worst. We're going to skip that for this episode.
Yeah, we know the worst.
We're going to skip to best. What's your best?
Probably that I've just been super patient with Finley, even when she's driving me crazy, and I still keep talking to her or saying, I'm not going to say it again, or, you know, like, just very calm. And she's been having so many better days where she's communicative, she's listening, she says big words to me, like, she's understanding when I talk to her, and she's not been an asshole most of the time, which is an improvement.
That's good.
Yeah.
That's really good.
Yeah.
What's next?
Just continue to be chill. And also, I want to do more, like, the death in my family, like, looking at his family. They did stuff with their kids, which their kids are grown-ups now. And they would hang out with so they work with their kids. Like, they have a family-owned business. All four of them work together. He passed away. It was my uncle. And they're so close. Even though they would work together, they would still go golfing together. They would still go on vacations together. They were together all the time.
Yeah.
And they still had fun. And he was, like, the nicest person. And they're all so nice. And, like, just, they're awesome people. And it reminded me, like, I need to make sure that I'm not just, like, spending time with one girl and the other girl and my husband and then time. You know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. I have all this section time because life is crazy and busy and we don't always have the time to all four of us together, right. To spend that time sometimes doing games, even though it's annoying, sometimes doing movies, even though they're obnoxious. You know what I mean? Like, it's still... It reminded me that how important that quality time is, and that I want that for my family as we get older.
Yeah, it's very true. I like that.
Thanks.
Yeah, I like that a lot.
Thanks. How about you?
I've also been super chill.
Sweet.
I decided, I've been chill for a few months. I want to see how long I can go without getting angry at anything.
Don't bottle it up. That's how you get hernias.
it's more realizing that, like, when we're angry, we're usually not mad, right? We're usually just confused about what the emotion is. So we just default to anger because it's the easiest. When a lot of times it's just, like, it's fear or it's hurt. And once I kind of realize that, that's all anger is fear and hurt. I started looking back at all the dumb shit that I used to get mad about and realizing the fear I was facing was fear that I wasn't doing my best, that I wasn't trying my hardest, that when things fell apart, it's because I couldn't keep it together. And that's just fucking stupid.
Yeah, you can't control everything.
So, like even with Aubrey, like we've had some frustrating moments, but it's been like, look, I'm getting frustrated and I'm getting to the point where I'm going to get mad. We've got to figure this out. What's the issue and what's the solution? And I've kind of taken that approach to, like, everything. There's so much out of control in our lives right now that, like, we've got to figure out what that base emotion is and then address that.
I remember this reminded me, I went to my therapist one day and I was just complaining that I was irritable about everything, like just so irritable and angry. And he asked me, what are you sad about? And I felt like defensive for a second. Like, I'm like, I didn't fucking say I was sad. I said I was mad.
You son of a bitch. I'm not sad.
Yeah. But then I realized like, oh shit, I'm sad about this. And that's what's causing all of this anger. And it totally deflated it.
Yeah.
And then I was mad at him because I'm like, how dare you know me so well?
Yeah. And it's just like, and it's so true because it's like, yeah, it is out of fear. But why am I afraid of that? Well, that's dumb. Well,
yeah.
I'll stop doing that.
Yeah.
And to a point, Mikkel said the other day, she's like, I've really been trying to follow your example and like just kind of be chill. And
I was that's like the biggest compliment.
It's like you and I matched the chillness.
Yeah.
I think it's because like we had so much happen in our lives last year and you've had so much happen in your lives this year that it's just like, whatever's going to happen is going to happen, whether I'm mad about it or sad mm-hmm. about it or happy about it, that I should probably just focus on being me. Just relax.
Just whatever.
It's going to happen.
Yeah.
Right.
You can't control anything.
It's out of our hands. It is what it is.
Yep.
So that's where I am.
Yeah.
My cool. What's next? Is Aubrey's kind of going into this stage of her life where she's kind of figuring things out. She got student of the month this month at her junior high, which is crazy.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, so I think what's next is I'm not going to change anything. Just cool. Things seem to be okay right now for a bit.
Enjoy it.
And sometimes... sometimes okay is the peak of the mountain, and that's okay.
Okay is great, dude. Yep. Okay is great.
Yep, we had a plumbing scare yesterday that Mikkel and I handled without a trip to Lowe's.
Nice.
Got it solved.
Ours still isn't solved, so that's fine. Yeah. We got a call from the tenant tonight, actually. Mm. But you know what? It's just money, right?
Yeah.
It's just money.
Well, I think that just about does it for us.
Yep.
If you would like us to pick apart your email, feel free.
And your relationship.
And your relationship. And boss you, you know what? And boss you around and tell you what to do, then you should go see a therapist. No, if you'd like us to give you advice that you may or may not follow or should follow, you can email it to us at
hello@unqualifiedparenting.com.
We have a fun update about stickers.
Yeah, we sent out our stickers to the people who responded when I messaged y'all on Instagram saying, you're our whatever person, give me your address and I'll send you some stickers. And several people have taken me up on that. The others, maybe check your inbox, see if there's a message.
I may just happen to have some special magnets I made in secret.
Ooh.
That I would like to send one out to B for sending her email. So if you'd like a magnet instead of a sticker, send us an email. And
yeah.
I'll send you a magnet.
Yay.
And we'll talk about your question or concern or topic on the podcast.
Yep.
You can follow us on the social meds at...
Unqualified Parenting.
It's pretty. It's just the name of the podcast, folks. Like, we really tried to make it easy. Just.
It's not rocket surgery.
If you type in Unqualified Parenting, hopefully we show up. I have no idea if we do.
We do.
Okay, cool. We do. Yay. All right. And with that, oh yeah, what's our thing? Live long and sleep well. No. What is it?
May the sleep be with you.
May the sleep be with you.
And also with you.
And with you. And with you. And with you.
Unqualified Parenting is written, produced, edited, and hosted by Jennifer Jones and Cody Reese. With special thanks to our families and listeners for making each episode possible.